Okay, so we talked about this a little bit. I've just sort of thrown this out at you, but I want to prove it now, or show you how it seems to be machlokes. We've seen that the notion of tzibur, right, in smicha on karban tzibur, depends in many respects on whether we understand tzibur as I put it, a corporate entity or some of its parts. So this has several expressions in Kachim and elsewhere in Halacha, and that's what I want to explore, okay? But the first source that seems to present this is a Mishnah in Shkalim. It's also a good time to do this because, you know, we just passed Rosh Chodesh Adar, even though it's not the right Adar, but it doesn't matter. We're in that Tzkufa where this is when they did it, so it's, you know, the Minhag Olam to talk about Shkalim. So Amar Yehuda, Hayid ben Buchri Biyavne, Kol Kohen Sheshokel Eino Chote. Rabbi Yehuda ben Buchri said that a Kohen who gives the Shekel, right, is not a sinner. Right? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, lo, that's not what he said. Ela ki kol Kohen Sheino Shokel Chote. If you don't give it, you are a sinner. Ela Sha Kohanim Darshim Mikra Zela Atzman. But the Kohanim like to darshan it for themselves. And they say the following, Kol minchas kohen kalil tiyeh. Any mincha that belongs to a kohen has to be totally burned. Lo sochal, you're not allowed to eat it. Ho'ov omer shtelechem, lechem aponim shalonu, eich ne'acholim. And therefore, if the Kohanim were to donate money to the funds of the Beis HaMikdash, then all the communal minchos that are bought, right, the shtelechem and the lechem aponim, they would have to be burnt and they wouldn't be allowed to be eaten, and therefore, oh, we're not allowed to give to the Beis HaMikdash, right? It's not that we don't want to, it's just usur, right? It's usur for us to give tzedakah and usur. Now, right, what seems to, right, if we just read that, right, the simplest way of understanding this machlokes is what, right? I mean, why are they wrong? Right, their argument is what? If they contribute to the communal funds for karbanos, then the karban becomes a minchas kohen, which has to be burnt.
Yes.
But it's not true. Why isn't it true?
Tzibur is so not
communal.
Right? No. Correct. Right? The simplest way of reading it is that they viewed tzibur as... That's what I would have said. Right? They viewed tzibur as a sum of its parts, and therefore, if they donate, it's now partially minchas kohen. Right? But the answer is, no, it's not. You gave it to the communal fund. It's like paying taxes, right? You pay taxes, and then the government does whatever they do. Right? It's not you, right? It's the government. Yes, it's your money. It was once your money, right? But it's no longer your money, right? You are not the Bailim. The Bailim is the Tzibur, is the community, is the Kehila, right? It's a corporate entity called...
Tzibur.
The Tzibur, the Beis HaMikdash, whatever you want to call it. Now...
Because why? The Kohanim said that you can't burn the Shkalim.
So the Kohanim had said, look, we're not allowed to give Shkalim, because if we do, then every Karban will be partially owned by a Kohen, and therefore you'll have to burn any Mincha that is a Minchas Tzibur, and you won't be allowed to eat it. But there are Minchas HaTzibur which are eaten. Lechem Aponim, Neshtei Lechem. Right?
And you have to eat them.
And you have to eat them.
So they couldn't give to this.
Right. So they couldn't give to anything because it's not a separate collection. Right?
The korban mincha of a kohen to burn.
Correct. Right? But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that's just wrong. I mean, the Kohanim made that claim, but they're wrong. Right? Why are they wrong? So presumably... Correct. And then you have to figure out, well, what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Buchri think? Right? Rabbi Yehuda ben Buchri has... Right, we have three positions here. Right? We have Rabbi Yochanan who says they're chayav. Right? And it doesn't create a problem of minchas kohen.
You're chote if you don't do it.
Correct. Meaning, a kohen has to contribute like everybody else. Right? The kohanim think it's usher to give. Right? Because it makes it a minchas kohen. And again, the machlokes between the kohanim and Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai seems to be... Right? According to the Kohanim, they're saying, look, we are, right? Karbanos Tzibur are essentially Karbanos HaShutfin. And therefore, if we contribute money, then Kohanim are involved, it'll have to be burnt, and therefore we're not allowed to contribute. And Rehoboam Zakkai says, no, you have to. It'll be a Minchas Kohen. So the simplest shot, I think, is...
No, it's not.
You contribute money to the Beis HaMikdash, and then whatever Karbanos they buy is a Karban Tzibur. Right? And a Tzibur is a corporate entity. It's not... Kohen plus, right? Not Kohen plus Yisrael plus Levi plus whoever. It's just the Tzibur, right? The entity called the Tzibur. And then you got to figure out that what does Rabbi Yehuda ben Buchri think, which is they don't have to give, but they're allowed to. Okay. Yerushalmi.
That's so weird.
What?
It's also a weird lashon. Eino chotes.
Right, meaning it's, right, yes.
He's not a chote.
Right, meaning he's not a chote because it doesn't create the problem of minchas kohen. Right, meaning it's.
I mean, you have mina wouldn't.
Correct. Presumably, he thinks he right here have mina like the kohanim. His maskana is neither like Rabbi Yochanan Zaki nor the kohanim.
They could.
Okay. So the Yerushalmi there says in Shkalim, our brachya, time of the Rabbi Yochanan Zaki, ze yitnu yud be shrotim yitnu. He gets it from the pasuk. This shall give. It's a gematria. I'm sorry, but yes, the Yerushalmi based on the gematria, right? Zeh yitnu, yud beis yitnu. They're all 12. What?
The Gemara has gematrias also.
This is Gemara.
Oh, I mean, the Bavli.
This is also the Gemara. It's just the Yerushalmi. Rabbi Tavi, Rabbi Shem Rav Nuna, Kein Mashiv and Chachamim Le Rabbi Yochanan, Chatas Yochid. Rabbi, now he gives an argument, and he says, okay, but this is why. It is true because, and I want you to watch how he connects it. He says, how do I know that it is mutter for the Kohanim to donate? Because Chatas Yochid Mesa and Chatas Tibur Mesa. Chatas Minchas Yochid Kreva Kalil and Minchas Tibur Kreva Kalil.
I don't know this thing.
He says, yeah, because...
Really, there's a difference between Tzibur and Yochid.
But what is it? So he says, Achatas Yochid dies, and Achatas Tzibur doesn't die.
So it's clearly not a bunch of...
What does that mean?
Dies?
Oh, yeah, you're like, what does that mean? Right? So let me show you the Bavli version of it. Skip to 8 for a moment. I know why I did it in this order, but it was a bad order. Meaning I did it in this order because I wanted to do the Perushim on the Yerushalmi and the Mishnayos, but it's probably easier if you just look at the way they're presenting the Bavli.
I think the Perushim are all the Grizz.
Okay, so number 8. Amara Papa, Ki Gmiri Chata Shemesu Be'alea B'misa. So there's a Xeris HaKosov, or Halacha Moshe Sinai, that a Chatas, whose owners die, the animal has to be killed. But Hani Mili B'yachid. That's only if the Karban Chatas was owned by an individual. Avalo B'tzibor L'fisha Ein Misa B'tzibor. Right? Right? Now, the simplest, right, again, the most radical way of reading it, meaning the most lumdish way of reading the Bavli, is that it's because a tzibur definitionally can't die, right? Like it's a corporate entity, right? Everybody could, no, be careful. No, so let's be clear. There are two ways of reading this.
Oh, I mean like physically die?
What? So
like
one,
go away.
So there's two ways of reading this. One is to say, Ein Tzibur Mesa means that, like, Rov HaTzibur is not going to die, and therefore, like, might die is Batel Bimino.
I mean, Shib Tzibur is not going to go away, even if Rov HaTzibur dies.
Oh, good, that's the corporate entity. There's two ways of understanding this. One is to say, oh, this is a proof of a corporate entity, and therefore every single worker at Apple could die, and Apple would be alive, right? So every, God forbid, every person in Klal Yisrael should die, but Klal Yisrael would be alive. I'll put the God forbid on Apple too, lest someone be medayik that like I want that happen.
It wouldn't work for Klal Yisrael. If everyone in Klal Yisrael dies, there's no Klal Yisrael.
No, that's clearly not the case. He's saying Ein Tzibur Mesa. They ashamed.
No,
Klal Yisrael
I mean like
exists.
Literally, not if they had kids in the last Klal Yisrael. No one left.
Correct. Still, Ein Tzibur Mesa.
You said something to the actual people.
What does it mean there's a Kleisol? What's Kleisol?
Yes, it's a corporate entity.
But Kleisol is a bunch of dudes. It's not nothing.
Anyone...
If there's no Jews left, you said there's no Jews. I don't know how else to say it.
No,
there's no Jews, but there's still Kleisol.
There's the Jewish corporation.
What does it mean there's Klal Yisrael? A Klal of Yisrael. I just...
Ellie, all of Klal Yisrael would die, Naniach, and assuming we could figure out a way that they could convert without a best of three, I don't know, right? A convert would come, what?
I thought there was a Shida that allows that.
Look, if Gans Klal Yisrael died, maybe we'd come up with a Shida, or there'd be no rabbi to stop it anyways, whatever, right? Right? So, and someone would convert, so then be a Jew again, right? And he would partake of historic Klal Yisrael.
That's how he made it again.
No, but that's my point.
The conceptual group.
But that's my point.
There's no one living in Egypt, and all the past Egyptians died, so there's no one.
No, but Ellie.
There's no more Romans.
Ellie, let me put it differently. Let's say someone would convert, however he would convert, after all of Klal Yisrael died.
Then he'd make Klal Yisrael again.
Whoa. But would he now say that Klal Yisrael was born on, you know...
Born's a weird
on the day was reborn, was born again when he came into it, and therefore he's not going to say he's not going to tell the story of Mitzrayim because that's not his story anymore. It's a new Klal Yisrael. Or he'd say, no, he's partaking of the corporate entity.
He has to be there to take it. He recreated Klal Yisrael.
No, he didn't
and
recreate
it. Klal Yisrael still commanded to say the story of Mitzrayim regardless.
No. No, that's my point, is that he didn't recreate Klal Yisrael. Is that
the story and he recreated it. What's the issue?
No. Is that,
there's no one left. I don't know.
No. The corporate entity called Klal Yisrael didn't die. Every person within the corporate entity, God forbid, died. And now, but when he converts
it's
in...
Like you're saying everyone at Apple died and there's no one working at Apple left to sell Apple. No, there isn't.
Yes, there
gone.
Is.
It's not true.
No, that's not true. There is an Apple. That's exactly the point. There is
Apple's
an Apple.
Legal holdings any
correct. With no people.
No, that's not true. If no one was
No, you're wrong, Ellie. No, Ellie, you're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. That's not true. Every single person working at Apple and every single stockholder could die tomorrow, and Apple would continue to exist from a legal perspective. That's exactly the point of a corporation.
If there's no people who
correct.
Have anything to do with it,
correct.
Then this is true.
Yes, it is true. I'm
so
telling you it's true.
Anyone can pick it up.
Pick it up meaning take control.
The name is now available.
No.
Oh, it depends on the bylaws.
No, it's not.
What?
No, it's not.
If you go to the kids, then someone has it.
No. It
no.
Depends on the bylaws. If I lost a lot, I'm going to come and take it. Then,
the government owns it.
No.
Someone owns
no.
it. It's not owned by nobody.
Yes, it is. It could be.
In American law.
If I use a name, what happens to me? I'm not paying anyone. No one owns it.
That's not true.
In America,
theoretically.
In America, law,
put it this way. In America, there's standing laws. In Israel, Ellie, if that happened in Israel... Ellie.
No one's using it. Ellie, I'm not paying to anybody. No bank account.
Ellie, in Israel, if that happened, someone could sue you, even if there was nobody left in Apple, and win. Because in Israel, there's no standing laws.
And then who do I give the money to?
Doesn't matter.
Their bank account.
Yeah, to the corporate bank account.
And just sits there?
Yes. Yes. That's how a corporation works in law.
Okay, I think the law's stupid. I don't think this works by nations either way.
So... That's
I think there are no Romans. The Romans don't exist anymore. Okay, now there's some Romans. I don't even know.
Okay, so you agree with so you don't believe in a corporate entity. So
I do. I just believe it's made of people.
No, that's exactly what it's not. Then you don't
not
believe in a corporate
people.
Entity. No.
A seaboard is a bunch of people.
No,
it's one entity.
No, it's not.
They
no,
all share the part of one
no, no.
entity.
Okay, no, it's not. That's exactly. So you are taking the position that this is not the case. No, you probably don't understand what a corporate entity means.
In American
right?
law, corporate
a corporate entity is
but
not.
If you think about American law, you have the idea of Seaboard, that's a bunch of people. Not
then you don't believe
person.
In a corporate entity. That's exactly my point.
Then I don't believe in a corporate entity. I care
okay,
about
fine.
That.
So then it's very good, because now we have the Chakira.
It's not individual
you...
guys. It's one idea of Seaboard, and it's made up of individuals.
No, that's not an idea of Seaboard. That's a bunch of guys. That's what you don't...
Of course, like I have an idea of books, and if there were no books anymore, I'd say there are no books.
But then, so according to you, the Chachamim are right. According to you, the Kohanim are right. According to you, the Kohanim are right.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
I think he's saying that. You only have a group. The group is a group. It's a separate thing. But only if there are people that the group exists.
Yeah. Right, that's not. When I say corporate entity, I mean.
I don't care about American corporate entity. I'm saying this thing, which would still work under the Gemaras. Just not the American.
So that's what I want to point out is that this is okay. So okay, let's look for a moment. Okay, it won't take us 1 week because, fine, I thought it would, but no. Right? So let's first finish through these Gemaras and we'll see. Rashi somewhat, I think, thinks like Eli, which is he doesn't really believe in a corporate entity, but we'll see that other Shitas really do. So the Gemara says, Ein Sibor, Misa Bet Sibor. Right? And therefore, if, you know, the carbon doesn't go to, right? If someone in the Tzibor dies, the carbon doesn't go to Misa. So Minale or Papahat, how does he know? So E Lema.
What number?
Where we were still in 8 in the Bavli. Okay. If you think, like Ellie, right, that that's just because the children will take over for the parents and that's why Tzibor doesn't die, right? Meaning there's always someone to take over. That's not a difference because then a Chatas Yachid shouldn't die as long as he has kids. Right? If you just think that something continues to live on because there's someone to take the place of the people who were there before, right? So then there's no difference in Chatas Yach and Chatas Sibur. So the Gemara says it can't be that. It's become the Sire Rosh Chodesh, which is brought from the Trumas HaLishka, right, from the Beit HaMikdash's funds. It's brought on behalf of the Jewish people. And But what about people who've died in the interim? Right, since they donated the money at the beginning of the year. Doesn't that pasul the chatas? Because now it's a chatas who has owners who've died. Right, that's a problem. Right, it's halacha mishum misina. The chatas has to die.
If his owners die, even if the yarshim get it.
Yeah, right. That's what he says. It's not true. With a yachid, even if the yarshim get it, the animal dies. Right, okay. But by tzibur, it's not true. El shema mina chatas mesu balea, but tzibur kreva. So he says, maybe not. May dami sayer chodesh demalo maisi mit tzibur. Halacha vaday maisi. Right, he said, maybe that's not considered from the tzibur, right? Maybe it's considered from the Beis HaMikdash's funds or something, right? It's not the tzibur, but by the karpar elm dar shel tzibur, which is what the context of the larger Gemara is, right? It really is brought by a collection of Klal Yisrael. El time of the rapapa mehacha dechsev kaper lamcha Yisrael asher padisa Hashem. Ruuya kaparazut techaper al yotzei Mitzrayim. Midichsev asher padisa. Right, when the Kohen brings the karban and he says kaper lamcha Yisrael, right, his kapara is even for Jews who are already dead. Right, those who he redeemed in the past.
Really?
So he says midami. That doesn't prove it. Hasam kulu esinun migod mechapra achayim mechapra nami amesim. Maybe when you bring a chatas that's mechaper on live people, so we can drag along the dead people too. But here are their lives. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Yachin maybe Motzibur. Right, this is a few lines later in the Gemara, so just right. It says Hilkov meis echad min tzibur chayavin da kaim kulei bezdin meis echad min bezdin pturin da havi lachata shemeis echad min ashut finu mishamachi pturin. So the Gemara says by parum dever shel tzibur, if one of the members of the tzibur dies, you still bring the karban, but if a member of the bezdin dies, you don't. So maskiv la Rav Yosef, because then it will be karban ashutfin, right, and one of the shutfin will die. So Maskel Rav Yosef and Nukma Kirishim Amar Bezdin Imatibur Meis Echad Natibur Chayav and Dein Tibur Meisem Mein Echad Mi Bezdin Pturin Gedarmin the Chadash Shutfen He. Maybe it's Shimon's position who says that Bezdin and Tibur bring it together, and therefore if the Tibur dies, if someone in the Tibur dies, you still bring the carbon, but not if someone in Bezdin who does. So Amar Le'abayi Shamin Le'Rishim Amar Chadash Shutfen Eina Mesa. The Tanya Parvus Rosh Hashanah Shavu Avdu V'Hev Shachem Dachnei Yemusu Kulam Devar Yehuda Shirin Omer Yiru Lefishen Chadas Tibor Mesa. So the Gemara says, well, maybe Reb Shimon will think that even a Chatas Ashutfin doesn't die, right? And therefore, even if a member of Sanhedrin dies, you won't bring a karban, right? So now the Gemara clearly tells you at this stage, right, that what is there a difference between Tzibur and Shutfen. Right. Tzibur is not just Shutfen. It's not Shutfes. Right? It's something different because Reb Shimon holds that as long as there are multiple owners and one of the owners is still alive, so the carbon doesn't die. And therefore that's a regular carbon Shutfen. But the implication is everybody else holds that if there's a carbon with multiple owners, it's just Shutfes, then it doesn't matter that their other owners are still alive. The carbon will die. Yeah. But a tzibur is different than shutfin. It's not the sum of its parts, right? Unlike shutfis. And the Gemara tries to prove this from the karban of the Kohanim on Yom Kippur. Because by the Sarah of Yom Kippur, Rabbi Yehuda says that if one of the Kohanim dies, then the karban dies too. But Rabbi Shimon disagrees. So doesn't that show you that the carbon of the Kohanim, which is a carbon HaShutfen, since Reb Shimon says it doesn't die, it shows you that he thinks even a regular carbon HaShutfen also doesn't die as long as there's still a Bailam alive. Right? So then the Gemara says, no, I'm Leir of Yosef, Kohanim Ka'amar Shiny Kohanim, De'ikru Kahal. Dechsev ala Kohanim, al Kolam Yechaper. He says, no, the carbon of Kohanim, even if a Kohen dies, the reason Reb Shimon thinks the carbon can still be brought is not because he thinks a carbon HaShutfen doesn't die, but because he thinks that every tribe, or at least the Kohanim, also have the status of Tzibur, or Kahal, and therefore they don't die. So you read this Gemara, and again, I think the simplest pshat is that Tzibur is a corporate entity, right? Yeah. Which means it is not made up of the people inside of it, because it's distinct from Shutfin. And even though a Karban HaShutfin, even though, you know, there's 1,000 owners, if one of them dies, the halacha is that the Karban dies, because even though there's still 999 owners that could bring the carbon, it doesn't matter, because it's considered that one of the bailim died, and therefore the gzeiras hakasuv applies, that it's chata shemesu ba'aleha. The only way of getting out of that is tzibur, because tzibur ain't a mesa.
Right?
The simplest pshat, I think, right, is that's because, unlike Eli, right, the Gemara does believe in a corporate entity, and therefore it's not made up of the people inside of it. And therefore, it really isn't affected by who's there. They could all theoretically die, right? And the carbon, if there was, I mean, there's nobody left to bring it, so whatever, but theoretically, right, the carbon could still be brought because it's being brought on behalf of Kol Yisrael.
You're saying that the Jews are there even if there are no Jews.
Correct.
I don't know how to get more contradictory than those statements.
No, I'll put it more precisely. The concept of the Jewish nation exists regardless of whether it has any members.
One can argue with that.
It can be an empty set.
No one can argue that the idea still exists without them. That'd be impossible to argue with.
No, that's not true, because you could think that the
ideas don't exist anymore. Ideas don't come and go. I can't have the idea books no.
Okay,
book.
The set of Jewish people can be an empty set and still be called a set.
I can't have a set of Jewish people with no Jews.
You can. In math, it's called an empty set. No, in math, it's called an empty set.
I have nothing.
Correct. You told me I have it's called zero. An empty set.
So I don't have anything.
No, in math, it's called an empty set. And it's a set that exists, it's just empty.
Are you saying nothingness exists? Like I...
It's not nothingness. It's an
empty
set.
It's empty. There's nothing in it.
No. It's empty,
a thing now? I don't know.
No, the notion of the set exists.
The idea of the group.
Okay, no one says the idea doesn't exist anymore. That's impossible.
I'm saying nobody's saying the idea of the group is what is about the corporation.
Yes.
Ideas don't own things.
It's the... Yes, they do. A corporation can own something.
I don't know.
A corporation... Okay, Ellie. I know you keep saying, I don't care what American law says, but let me explain to you what American law says, and then let's try to figure out if this is what halacha is saying. Right, American law says that Apple does not consist of any people. It is an independent entity which exists legally. It is a legal fiction, right, which has legal standing, right, and every single stock owner, a stockholder, and every single worker, and every single member of the board could all die tomorrow, Apple would continue to exist equally, and therefore...
Good. And now if I want to use a name in a commercial, it would be illegal for me.
Correct.
I don't care.
And if it was the middle of the tax year and they owed taxes and they could access their bank accounts, the government would take the taxes. Right? From the estate. Right? From the notion of Apple.
And you're saying what owns this right now is a set of nothing.
The idea of Apple, the legal fiction.
You told me the idea of Apple is a set of nothing. That's what she told me.
There's nothing in the category.
So nothing. What does that mean?
No.
There's zero things in the category.
Just like there's no dogs around, but there can still be the idea of dog.
Okay, so ideas own thing.
It's the idea of Apple owns something in American law.
Yes.
Okay, so I think the law is stupid.
Okay, but now I'm coming back to the Gemara, and I'm saying the Gemara tells you that Klal Yisrael, that the simple pshat is that Kahal is not Shutfin. Right?
I'm not saying...
Whoa. The Gemara says, right, it entertains the possibility that you could have a shutfin the size of all the Kohanim, right? But if a single person died amongst the Kohanim, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Karban has to die because it's called Karban HaShutfin, right? Which means that he views the Karban of the Kohanim as a Karban with 50,000 owners, okay? But he doesn't think that the tzibur is like that, right?
I agree.
So then what is it?
It is owned by a category that has people in it.
No, because then it would be shutfin. No, then it would be shutfin.
No, it's not. It's owned by the category, not the people.
Because you do all the categories.
What?
Correct.
Not the idea of the category with things in it only.
Whoa, but listen to the language. Ellie, ein tzibur mesa. And therefore he says, remember, what you need to say is the category owns it. Now, According to you, if every member of Klal Yisrael died, the carbon could not be brought.
Yes.
But that's wrong, because that's what Gemara is not saying.
Saying it says it can't die because there are new kids who were born.
No.
And
no.
The Seabor.
Wrong.
Is still the same Seabor.
Wrong.
Just like
wrong.
I created a book, the
no.
category of book is still the same.
No.
The idea
no.
of book never died.
No. Because he said, because, what do you mean? The same is true of Kohanim. What are you talking about? You have 50,000 Kohanim, one of them dies. And others are born. Oh, you can bring the carbon. No, you can't bring the carbon according to Yehuda because it's just 50,000 shutfin. And if a single one of them dies,
so that one.
No, no.
I don't know
remember,
why the carbon also different. That one's like shutfin. This one isn't like shutfin.
Well,
that one's not owned by the Kohanim. It's owned by every individual.
Does the category own it?
What?
Who owns it?
Yes, the category. But only because there are people in it.
No,
not like a shutfin. Now everyone owns parts. The category owns it. It's the only reason
right,
it owns it. So the actual thing's there to own them.
No.
The actual thing's or the category?
What? The category owns it. But these things to own it for us. They can't just own it and then just I don't know, just find space. I don't know what that means.
No, it's a legal entity.
What does it mean things own it for?
It's not about people. It's a legal entity.
However, the category could decide the bomb. I mean, it could be a vote. It could be a whatever. I don't know. In this case, I assume it's Ev Aston.
Okay. Who is...
Is the spokesman for the category.
So there's a spokesman. They don't have bylaws.
What?
They don't have bylaws, though.
What do you mean by bylaws? Is able to do things? Then yes,
no. No, that's not what I mean. Ellie.
What do you mean by bylaws?
Ellie. No. Ellie.
Can do things with
Ariel, Ariel, one second. No, Ellie. It has
can
nothing
to do based in.
No. Because, okay, there are two halachot here that you need that are relevant. One is that if a single person dies in a group, then the chatas... now has to die. And the Gemara says that that's not true of a tzibor. That's one.
I agree.
The second halacha is what the Yerushalmi says. One second. Ellie. The second halacha is the Yerushalmi, which says, right, that if a Kohen owns any part of a karban, then the mincha has to be totally burned. But the Gemara connects these and says that because ein tzibor mesa, no matter how many Kohanim have given to the Trumas Alishka and are part of the Karban, it's as if zero Kohanim are there. Which means...
I agree.
Correct. Which means... So, but according to you, that's not true because you think the members of the set are relevant.
Of course.
But the Yerushalmi... But the Babli Yerushalmi think it isn't.
Here, I think the book still exists. If I destroy every book, I'd say there are no books. Okay. There are books now.
But that's not...
zero in it. That means there's nothing.
But that's not what the language Ein Sibur Mesa means. Ein Sibur Mesa means the notion of Kehila.
Yes, because if I burn this, the book didn't go away.
We're going to have to continue this next
books.
Week.